Have you ever caught yourself thinking, man, I'm just going to give away this whole business thing and go and get a job? Well, here's a couple of things to consider before you do that.
Welcome to the Coaching in Your Car podcast, where we discuss insider tips, tricks, and secrets to growing a successful business. Brought to you by the Foundry Group. And now, here's your host, Gavin Symes. Gavin
Symes. Yes, yes, yes. My name is Gavin Symes, and this is the Coaching in Your Car podcast. Today, it's a wet and rainy day. I'm heading over to my book editor because just to put the finishing touches on my book that'll be coming out soon. And it's taking me, almost 12 months to put this whole thing together. And going through it, I thought about giving up so many times. And it got me thinking about people giving up inside their business and trying to fall back on, you know, going and getting a job. And, you know, this is a really, really super common thing that business owners think about on a regular basis, because the whole safety of getting income and a paycheck every week and having less stress seems attractive on face value, but it might not necessarily actually be a better thing for you. And here's what I mean. So naturally, there's ups and downs in business all the time. And this is something that I come up against myself in my current business, in my previous businesses, and also in helping clients in their business as well. It's only natural that you're going to sway between stress and fun and excitement and go between those two different sort of feelings on a regular basis. And what I've come to understand and realize is that as a human being, we are wired to move away from pain and towards pleasure. And what I mean by that is that when something goes wrong in the business, anxiety increases and we always assume the worst case scenario is going to happen. So, oh no, what happens if the business falls over? I have to sack all my employees, sell my house, sell all my assets, and go and live on the streets. Now, the actual likelihood of that happening as a result of whatever's happened in your business to make you feel like that is highly, highly unlikely. It's like 99.99% chance that what has just happened is actually not going to affect your business in the way that you think. So what's really happening in that situation is your anxiety and stress and worry is building up to a situation where you get to a point where this fight or flight reaction is coming in. So you either fight in your business or you want to run off and go and get a job somewhere else. And the things that I found in this situation to overcome this fear, because the only way to continue to grow and scale your business is to continually persist and overcome this fear. That's really it. It's a million mile march every single day, just edging one step closer to the end goal that you want. And what I found to overcome that is a couple of different things. Firstly, what I like to do is write down the worst case scenario and just get really super comfortable with that. So if, you know, this business venture that I'm in doesn't work out in the time frame that I want it to, and I've got to walk away from it, then what is really the actual worst case scenario in that situation? And then just get super comfortable with that and tell myself that that's going to be okay. So that's the first thing that I do. The second thing that I do is remind myself the motivation on why I'm doing this in the first place. So as I said before, writing a book is something that's like a labor of love. And you don't do it to make squillions of dollars. You do it because you feel like there's something inside of you that you need to share with as many people as possible. And that's what I've done in this situation in writing a book. I just want to help as many people as possible. And writing a book and getting that out there into the big wide world is a massive way to do that. So when you want to give up and when you're thinking about, hey, can I go and, you know, just get a job? Is that the easier road? Remind yourself of the motivation of why you started in the first place. And the last thing that I like to encourage people to think about when they want to give up on something is, have you really given it a red hot crack? And what I mean by that is, have you explored all of the avenues and areas and possibilities to overcome these challenges and problems that you're facing? Or are you just giving up too early? And it's funny because I was on Facebook the other day scrolling through, and I saw this image of these two sort of diamond miners, and they were down the mine, and one guy had found, you know, one diamond, and the other guy was, you know, maybe like, I don't know, a meter from finding hundreds of diamonds. And the guy who found one diamond said, "That's it, great, I'll take my paycheck and I'll run." The other guy, who should have kept persisting because there was hundreds of diamonds just meters away, he gave up. And so the last thing that I want you to do is just think about, is that really, have you exhausted all of the avenues and all of the possibilities and flogged the dead horse to the point in which you can dust your hands off and say, "Yep, I really did try everything in that situation to give it a red hot crack." So that's super common. I think, the last thing that I want to say on this in terms of giving up is that just acknowledging one of the big mistakes that I made earlier in my career is not giving enough credit to people who'd been there and done it before. And so now I'm very aware of that there are people out there in the world that are smarter than me and have done certain things before and are experts at certain things. And when I get stuck, I reach out to them and I ask for their help and ask them to tell me what to do in that situation. And if that means paying them, so be it, because I understand that getting past that roadblock is going to make me far much more money and reduce down my anxiety and stress far faster than persisting myself trying to work it out myself. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast today as much as I've enjoyed making it for you. If you have, smash the like button on where you saw it. Make sure you share it with your friends, family, colleagues, anyone else who you think might be able to benefit from it. Anyway, that's it. I'm out of here. Have an awesome day and I'll speak to you soon.